This podcast replay is brought to you by OKCoin. Earn crypto rewards with DeFi. Put your crypto to work with staking in DeFi. Get $50 of free Bitcoin on the OKCoin platform with Big O's link on Twitter at Big O Show and at our YouTube channel at Big O Radio Show.
Dude, your crypto commercial is the most enjoyable with that music, LOL. And what an opportunity, man. I just keep loading up on that Bitcoin right now. And loading up on some Polkadot. Although Polkadot's gone up to $11. I was loading up more when it was like at 8 and 9 a lot. A little Kuzama. Been getting some ApeCoin in the 7-8 range. Been getting a lot of Cardano. Oh my God, Cardano where it's at now. Shoot. I just think that there's going to be so much regrets when people pass up Cardano and people that have sold out and have left because Cardano and VeChain are two that, from in my eyes, are going to be incredible monsters down the line, right? And what I love is, you know, VeChain's been at 3 cents and 4 cents. I've been loading up on the VeChain now, 3 or 4 cents now. You know what I mean? It's like I had a ton at 5, 6, and 7 cents. And now I've been loading up on the 3 and 4 cent. You know what I mean? And for me, it's just one of those things. And the same thing with Cardano. Cardano, I had it in the low 90s. Now I've been collecting it in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s too, cents. And staking it at 4 and 5%. So you could stake it at 4% there at OKCoin right now. And it's gone up to 5 at times at 4, 5, 8, 5, 5%. It's even got higher than that. But to me, it's that saying that when there's blood in the streets, that's when you make money. And that's kind of where it's at. The markets are all down, man. And if you are blessed that you have a little extra discretionary income that you can invest and you can let it sit there, then these are the opportunities of a lifetime that you're getting. Bitcoin very cheap, that you've gotten Ethereum. Now it's over 2100, but it was right around 2019 something. Great time to load up on Ethereum. Ethereum is going to explode. And then all these other altcoins. Now, it depends on the good ones, obviously, the ones that are really good companies moving forward and the good companies that will survive these ups and downs. You know, and Cardano is incredibly strong. They have more DeFi than they ever have. They have more transactions than they ever have. But people don't know that because they don't follow it. And they don't know what the ecosystem is of Cardano. So to me, this is, you know, and again, we're all different. We all look at things however, you know, we want to view them. And for me, I have been viewing over the last year, what it's been is just an accumulation time. And that's what it's been over the last year plus, actually. There has been so many opportunities because of the volatility that once the overall mass adoption takes over, those of you that took advantage of all these dips and the volatility, and while others got nervous and weak hands let go of the value and lowered it for you so you can get it even cheaper. Okay, because I felt good having, you know, my VeChain at 5, 6, and 7 cents. Now I feel even better that I have more at 3 and 4 cents. You know what I mean? And so for me, I'm lowering my overall price on a lot of these great companies that I've been invested in. And as I stake along the way and earn interest during the volatile times, during the sideway trading, that's how you get ahead. So opportunities, I feel, of a lifetime are happening right now in the crypto, maybe even the stock market too. There's probably some pretty good deals right now. You know, take advantage, folks. Big O, what is staking? Staking is earning interest on your coins, on your stocks, in other words, because coins are, and stocks are the same thing, except in the digital currency, it's called coins, not stocks. So you earn interest. So example, I have Polygon and you are, let's say I'm earning 10% interest on my Polygon, right? I'm earning 12 actually, but let's say 10. So let's say I deposited $500 that I staked. So now I can't touch that $500 for a month, 2 months, 3 months, depending on how long you staked it. You won't be able to unstake it. During that time, it is locked in and earning 10% interest. Now, you stake what you intend to hold long term. Do not stake anything that you look to turn over quickly because you don't have access to it. So once you stake it, it gets locked in. It's an investment you made. There's no risk, but what they're doing is they're loaning off of your crypto. They're not loaning your crypto. They're loaning off of the crypto, right? And then they're giving you partial interest that they're getting from that loan of that crypto. And that's kind of what's going on. So let's say you bought $500 worth of Polygon. Let's say you bought it at 90 cents. Now it went down to 80 cents, but you staked it. Okay. You're still earning your 10% there, even while it's going down in value, but you're still earning your 10% interest. So when it goes back up to $1, $1.10 or whatever, you still continue to earn your interest. So you're earning your 10%. Now pay attention. There's the difference between this and stocks and other things. Okay. So now the interest that comes in, once you get unstaked, you grab that interest and you put it together with what you, your $500 and let's say whatever it is, a couple of dollars, you restake it. So now you're restaking the total that you invested initially plus the interest and you're earning interest off of that. Now, here's the other difference compared to a bank or anything else. When you're getting that interest, you're getting it at the rate that it's at that moment. So let's say you bought it at 90 cents and your interest came in when it was at 82 cents. The coins you got in interest are worth at the 82 cent mark. So when it goes up to $1.20, the coins they gave you, the interest at 82 also goes up to $1.20. So your interest also gains value. So think about that. That's something that doesn't happen. Like I have an Apple card, right? And when you buy something on Apple card, you get 2% back, but you're getting 2% back in dollars, which doesn't go up in value. It goes down in value. So you're actually going to end up buying less. But in crypto, you actually have an opportunity of actually your interest earning more value than what they initially gave you, because eventually the coin will go up in value if you invested in the right company. So it works for you in many different ways. And as you keep restaking it, you know what I mean? Like I have my Bitcoin, I've never touched. I've never touched my Cardano. I've never touched my Polygon. I've never touched my Polkadot. I've never touched my Kusama. I've never touched any of those. I keep staking them because I'm holding them for years to come. My VeChain. Now, Ethereum. If I planned on making a quick buck and turnaround, which I don't do that because I'm not rich, I'm a working stiff. But if I had that kind of money that I could buy $150,000 of something right now and wait for it to go up a little bit so then I can just sell it right away and make instant profit, those are people at another level. I don't do that kind of stuff. So what I invest is what I believe in on a long-term basis because the company has a lot of value to it in the way it handles itself. Okay? So that's why we do it. Don't leave your crypto in exchanges. They can disappear tomorrow. And if you didn't withdraw, no, that's not true. Exchanges don't take your money, bro. Coinbase doesn't take your money and crypto.com doesn't take your money. OKCoin doesn't take your money. Voyager doesn't take your money. Gate.io doesn't take your money. All right. eToro doesn't take your money. That's a lie. So again, you know, that's hold That's also the problem. Since less than 5% of the world actually knows about crypto, we have 95% that have no idea, and people like Mike who just say stupid shit that is not true. It's just not true. You know, established exchanges do not take your money. Now, if you want to go try Pepe's exchange somewhere, I don't know. I mean, that's, again, do your homework. You know, but if you're actually going to go to a legitimate exchange, you'll be fine. Trust me, you'll be fine. But I don't know what he's talking about, because that really is not the case. You're dealing with a respectable place. You will have no problem. Your money is safe in OKCoin. Your money is safe at crypto.com. All right. Your money is safe on Voyager. I've worked on all those and have money on all of those, and I've never missed anything. So, get out of crypto while you can. Don't be a bag holder. Exactly. I know. Don't be a bag holder. You might end up actually, you know, in front of everybody else, including Joe Barton. Let's see what else. Some people were first to stop working. That's just the way. Yeah, that's true. That is very true. But I'm not talking about people that were forced to stop working. Did I talk about those people? No. I talked about the people that rigged it so they didn't have to work. And you know who I'm talking about. Everybody knows somebody that was kind of, you know, enjoying the high life. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Don't play that game. You all know. He says, especially through the next year or so. So buying, yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm taking advantage. In fact, right now, I'm not lying to you guys. Like, I don't BS you guys. I'm just looking at Chainlink right now. I'm following it right now on Voyager. And it's at such a great buying price right now. And Chainlink was in the 50s. A couple months ago, a buddy of mine bought a bunch of Chainlink when it was in the 30s. And that was a good buy. Then it got to like $16. It was half of what he bought it at. Now it's at six something. And that's because a lot of stocks, a lot of coins have dropped. And instead of people panicking and selling, this is when you buy. This is when you take advantage. And Chainlink right now at 6.86. Ooh, it went down to 6.79, actually. That is, that's pretty good. I just bought some. Anyway, so I'm just telling you, Chainlink is one that if you got a chance to buy or take advantage of a certain stock, a certain coin that you like, I'm telling you, man, take advantage of it and take advantage as much as you can, because down the line, it's a matter, again, remember what I always tell you, whether it's crypto or whatever you're investing in, invest the discretionary income that you can afford for it to sit there and let it grow. If you need it for rent or the mortgage or to pay the bills or to put food on the table, that's not the kind of money you invest. Okay? It has to be discretionary income. It has to be money that you do not need. That's the strongest money to invest, because you don't need it. You can live without it. So you have the patience to let it grow. But if you're using money that you think you need to turn it around quickly, that's not investment money. Do not do it. Okay. Let's see. Short-term economy is in the crapper. Perfect time to invest so that years from now you're set up better for retirement. Amen to that. Amen to that. Been hearing this BS about Bitcoin for 10 years. I know. 10 years ago it was like at $30. Now it's at 30,000. I know, man. You know, so many things have grown in 10 years by thousands and thousands of percent. I know, huh? Yeah, you've been hearing about it for a while and you didn't take advantage, Chuck, huh? 10 years ago when you probably could have bought Bitcoin at $10 and $20 and $100. And now it's 30,000. Think about that, Chuck. Think about if you actually had the patience to sit there for 10 years and let it grow. That's the problem. We have a microwave society, Chuck. and you want to invest and you think your investment needs to pop up in a month or two or 6 months. No, that's not the investment. Sure, there's a lottery ticket for everybody. Sometimes you hit on something and a month later it exploded parabolically and you're rich. But that's just not the norm. The norm is that you invest and you wait. And those that invested in Bitcoin 10 years ago, Chuck, are retired, my brother. Okay? That's why you're not retired, because you didn't invest 10 years ago. 10 years you couldn't buy it? It's going into its 13th year, bro. Bitcoin's been around for 12. Chuck, the other problem in all of this is facts. So many of you have no facts. You have no knowledge. You run your mouth and you talk and you say nothing. You see what I'm saying? Bitcoin's 12 years old, dude. So you could have gotten it 10 years ago. By the way, I'm wearing a, I don't think you can see it, but I'm wearing a Kuzama shirt. And Kuzama is the test protocol for Polkadot. And, you know, as always, I always tell you, listen, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just a guy who loves crypto. I can never tell you when the top is coming, when the bottom is coming. You know, once Bitcoin hit 42, I've told you guys, hey, man, we're in a buying zone, and we've been in a buying zone for 5 months now. And the one thing that I will tell you, and again, it might be a bad prediction on my part. We shall see. But it's bad what's going on with China on lockdown and they're not producing, which is setting back the supply chain, the war going on, inflation, we're printing zillions of dollars, all kinds of stuff. Rates are going up. There's so many things going on, right? That right now, let me tell you something. As long as you can invest money, but whatever it is now, because stock market is way down, Tesla stock is, I'm not in the stock market, but obviously there's a lot of stocks right now that are probably worth buying and holding. Tesla, whatever, many stocks that are down, you would Apple, whatever, you would like to take advantage of those kind of moments now. And I feel that the crypto market has been like that for 5 months now. And now I'm getting the feeling, normally summers aren't great as it is. Summer's right around the corner. And with everything else going on, it's not like the war is going to end. It's not like we're going to fix the supply chain in the next week or month. Hell, we've got mothers all over the country that can't feed their kids the proper milk because we're not producing it. And that's going to take several weeks to get that back on track. So in this whole negative cycle of everything, I think for the next 3, 4, 5 months, we're still going to be in this down cycle. And I don't know how much more Bitcoin will go down. If it does, and altcoins might go down, like Kuzama's gone down plenty, and I've scooped up a ton of Kuzama and a ton of Polkadot. I got into Chainlink now. Now that Chainlink got to a point where it's just at a ridiculous price. So for me, as long as I have discretionary income to continue to pile up more Polygon, more ADA, more Bitcoin, more Ethereum, more Kuzama, more Polkadot, I'm going to continue. VeChain, Crow, the coins that I like, right? Decentraland. I'm going to just continue piling on and piling on and piling on. Because it doesn't, I mean, I'm collecting VeChain now in the 3 cent area. It's ridiculous. None of this has changed. Mass adoption will come. Obviously, it's going to take some time. And that's fine. To me, what's happened now in this OK Coin crypto corner that I'm telling you, the last 5 months have been a blessing the way I've looked at it. And the way it's looking, it doesn't look like we're running out of time to take advantage of some of these buys. It looks like, because of all the mess that's going on in this world, it's going to buy us a few more months. Who knows? Maybe all the way to the end of the year that we'll be in this trading sideways phase. So if this was your your opportunity over the next few months to collect more Apple or more Tesla or more Kusama or whatever you like to invest in, do your homework, projects that you believe in. Then if they're great projects, they're going to stand the test of time and they're going to survive through this downturn. You know what I'm saying? So for me, like, I know where Ethereum and Bitcoin is going to end up. I know where Polkadot is going because I know what it means to the entire ecosystem of the blockchain. So I am convinced, you know? So if I can continue to collect, Star Atlas is under a penny. Are you effing kidding me? I'm piling on Star Atlas and leaving it there, man. You know, Kadena. Kadena's gotten under $3 in the mid $2, and it got down to like $2, $1.90 or whatever, and scooped up more of that and just leave it and let it sit there. As long as it's just, remember what I always tell you, it must be discretionary income because that's the only kind of investment money that makes it. If it's money you need for rent or mortgage or food or car payments, or that's not the money you ever invest. You use that money to survive. That's what we're here for in life. But if you have a little extra money that you don't need and you can let it sit there because it's going to sit there for a while, then you're doing the right thing. As long as you understand, if you can stake it and you can earn interest, like on OKCoin, I have loaded up on Avalanche and man, I'm getting it at 10%. Are you kidding me? That's one of the best investments out there. And ApeCoin, by the way, is moving off of Ethereum. Well, they're going to use Ethereum, but they're also going to go on another blockchain. And word is that it may be Avalanche. And I'm a huge Avalanche supporter. And where Avalanche is now is a gift. Again, do your homework. Read up on any stock, coin, real estate also right now is, from what I'm hearing, I'm not a real estate guy, but a couple guys that I do know, apparently there's some opportunities now because of the direction we're going in. I'm just saying, just do your homework. But man, the opportunities right now are absolutely beautiful. All right, let's take a quick break. Let's get ready for hour number two. Ira Winderman will join us. He'll give us our Acura Pembroke Pines, Miami Heat, and NBA report. Chase one says, Big O, get that cheddar. You damn right. You damn right. And this is when things are at their worst, when coins or stocks are at their lowest, and when it looks like it's in the most impossible time. This is when these people get rich, because this is when people buy. You know, it happens all the time. And John here is next to me, and he's an investor, so he knows what I'm talking about. And he laughs, too, at this when he hears it, because I guarantee you, a year from now, whenever Bitcoin makes its run again, and it's at 50, 55, 70, the text machine, the emails are, hey, oh, should I invest now? And it's like, sure, dude, but it's parabolic now. Why didn't you do it before? That's the idea. Do it when it's at its worst, when it's at its lowest, when it keeps going lower, you keep buying. When it looks so bleak, because when it takes off, that's when you're supposed to be cutting profits. Because that's the point is, when you guys tell us, hey, should I get in and Bitcoin's at 57 and 60, guys like John and myself are cutting profits at 57 and 60, not getting in. Why? Because we took advantage at 25 and 27 and 30 and 32 and 35. That's why. So remember, folks, that's kind of the trick of it all. You know, it's really easy to be dark and gloomy when it's dark and gloomy. But when it's dark and gloomy, happens to be the best times to actually invest. But it's also the toughest times to invest because most people don't have the discretionary income at the times that it's the worst. At the times that it's the best, that's when they have the income, and that's the worst time to invest. It's vicious, It's unfair, but that's the reality. And that's the part that you have to understand. And you can't, and there's a lot of people that write about all this stuff and they don't really know. And you know what's the worst part about it? I don't know if you feel this way, John, but if you don't invest, I have a hard time believing you actually understand what's going on. Right? Right, exactly. You know, I have a hard time. If you're a stock guy, if you're a coins guy, if you're a real estate, then I understand. If you invest in, you know, because you live the ups, you live the downs, and then you understand what's going on. But if you just sit back and all you're doing is taking in all the negative and all the FUD and all that, they've already shaped your opinion and you don't really know. You know what I mean? Oh my God, things are terrible. No, actually, no, it's not. Cardano has more DeFi than they've ever had, more money in DeFi in their ecosystem than ever. They have more businesses on their blockchain than ever. They're doing more smart contracts than ever. Yet the coin is at a low point right now in the 50s. So somebody may look at it going, oh, it's at its weakest. No, dude. The company, it's at its strongest right now. It's just that the coin is at its lowest, but this is when you want to invest. Because when the next when the hard fork comes in now towards the end of the year, and that thing starts to take off in 2023 because its ecosystem's a monster already, that's the person that kept staying strong. I got a buddy of mine that is a monster Cardano, like he is. That's most of his investment in crypto. Like 90% of his investment is all Cardano, and it's a great investment. And he's like pumped because he's been able to buy and continue to lower his overall price, because that's what smart investors do. They don't panic and sell and lose. No, no, no. They continue to buy the same coin or stock and they lower the overall price. So when it does bounce back, the gains are bigger than ever. That's how you play the game. I bought Amazon at 3,200. It's now like 2,100. Exactly. And you know what you got to do, Chase? Keep buying it. That's what you do. You lower your overall price. Now you buy it at 2,100 and you keep lowering it. Where's Amazon going, bro? Nowhere except up. You know, I'm not a stock guy, but that would be one that I would continue to invest in, because that will pay off forever. You can't lose with Amazon and Apple and Tesla and all the. So when those things go down big, that's when you want to invest. Yeah, that's right. Amazon is splitting. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So that, and all that's going to do is explode, man. Amazon, you're going to win. That's all. You know what I mean? Algorand is a terrific. If I don't have Algorand, I can't afford every coin I like, but Algorand's good and stake it. I'm right now, Algorand is at a gift. It's a gift where it's at. Isn't it like 60 cents or something like that? See, I got to look it up now because I don't invest in Algorand. I mean, I keep up with everything, but it's not my coin. Let me see. I'll tell you right now where Algorand is. But I know it's at an awesome deal right now. Algorand, 44 cents. Oh, my God. It's ridiculous, dude. Freaking ridiculous. This thing was at over $2, right? I think it was. Yeah. Yeah, Algorand is great. And if you can stake it, remember, I always tell you guys this. If you can stake a coin, now that's the only thing that kind of pisses me off about Star Atlas and Kadena, because I have a whole bunch invested in that, but they're just sitting there. So I just got to wait for value. But what I love is when, like, I'm staking Polygon on OKCoin for almost 8%. Okay, so you're trading downward or sideways, but I'm still earning nearly 8% while I'm going sideways. So I'm fine. So that's the thing, that while you're staking, you're earning interest. Even if it goes sideways or down, you're still making some extra money along the way. And as I tell you always, when you stake, the coin is coming in, the interest is coming in at the rate that it's at currently. So even the interest that you're gaining will also gain in value in crypto, which is just a double whammy. Big O, I want to invest around 5K. Which coins right now are smart investments? You're not a financial advisor, but I appreciate your advice. I'm going to tell you what I tell everybody, my friend. Are you ready? 40% in Bitcoin, 30% in Ethereum, 10% in Polygon, 10% in Cardano, and 10% in Avalanche. Okay? Or 10% in Polkadot. But the 10%, three of them. Okay? 40 Bitcoin, 30 Ethereum, 10, 10, and 10. I just want to make it nice and easy and secure and safe. Bitcoin is the monster. It's the one that you're going to be able to have financial freedom. You're going to be able to get loans off of that. You're going to be able to loan money out and gain so much interest from your Bitcoin. Your Bitcoin is your horse, the pillar, okay? And then Ethereum is probably the best investment out there because it's the biggest blockchain in the world. It's the biggest and longest highway that's going to have more businesses than any other on it, right? It is the monster, all right? And then there's other blockchains like a Polkadot, like a Cardano, like an Avalanche and Solana and so many other ones, okay? But I always tell you your base is this the way you do it. 40% Bitcoin, 30% Ethereum, then 10% Avalanche, 10% Polygon, and 10% Cardano, okay? Or if you want to switch it up, you wanted the 10% in Polkadot instead, do that. You can do that. But keep it 40, 30, 10, 10, and 10, and you're good. And then every time you want to invest, the pie, whether it's $50, $500, $5,000, whatever, break the pie down to 40, 30, 10, 10, and 10. And keep doing it, and keep doing it, and keep doing it, and keep doing it, and you'll be fine. And those are coins that I'm heavily involved in and heavily believe in.